That's like a song. We could have that as a song. So it's Super Bowl weekend, and among all the legacies and careers that are being tested here, let's listen to the voice of Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, who says it's all on the line for Super Bowl 43.
We played these guys last year. They're a well-coached outfit. It's obvious that they got a great deal of belief in what they're doing. They're honed to a fine edge. They're playing great football. You don't get to this game unless you are.
Pittsburgh Steelers are heading into their seventh Super Bowl. They've won five of those matchups, and that would break the record for most Super Bowl championships in the NFL if they win on Sunday. But there's another Steelers legacy that sports writers are celebrating this year, and it's based on an edict that Steelers owner Dan Rooney, who's owned the Steelers forever, handed down 6 years ago. It's called the Rooney Rule. It says that any NFL team looking for a new head coach must interview at least one minority candidate. And Gene Wojciechowski, reporter for ESPN.com, has written on this subject, on this Rooney legacy, and he joins us now. Gene, this is really a great story that's unfolding almost in the background this Super Bowl weekend. How important is it, do you think?
Well, the whole sort of theory of the column that I wrote was that even if the Steelers win this record-breaking sixth Super Bowl, that when all is said and done, we might decide that Dan Rooney's real legacy is sort of the invention of the so-called Rooney Rule. And I don't know if that's actually going to be true, but I think you can make a real case for it, because the Rooney Rule has sort of, you know, had a seismic change and a seismic effect on the way that the NFL and the owners and the general managers do business when it comes to at least evaluating and considering minority candidates.
Well, let's, you know, we've got Mike Singletary on the West Coast. We've got, Tomlin with the Steelers. We've got Herm Edwards at Kansas City. I think he's still there. And we've got, you know, Larry Dungy at the Indianapolis Colts, who just left. I mean, there are all kinds of, high-profile African-American coaches in the NFL at the same time that the college game is struggling to change the face of its sort of coaching fleet. Why the difference?
Well, first of all, Herm Edwards was fired in Kansas City, and Tony Dungy, as you know, resigned recently.
Right.
But they still represent certainly a movement within the NFL as far as a number of African-American coaches and minority coaches. Well, it's not apples and oranges when you compare the NFL and the college scene. It's, you know, apples and, you know, zucchini. It's completely different.
Right.
And it's been much, much harder. That suggestion has been made. Why don't we enact some sort of Rooney-like rule and apply it to the college search? But it's so much harder to sort of legislate that when you're talking about 119 different programs, at least sort of high-level college football programs, as opposed to what 32 in the NFL. So, but I guess, you know, baby steps count, and for now, this is, you know, at least it's a movement in the right direction, and the Rooney Rule itself isn't the end all. Dan Rooney had to twist some arms to get this passed by the other owners, because there continues to be, as you might understand, among powerful rich people, and those are the people that usually own NFL teams,
sure,
that they want to do what they want to do. They want to hire who they want to hire. And it's also very much a business, and this also speaks to the college level, where it's based on relationships and buddy-buddy systems and, I knew you back when, so I feel comfortable with you. And that's sort of one of the buzzwords that drives minority candidates crazy, that they lose jobs to other people simply based on past relationships rather than on qualifications and what they might bring to the table.
Well, Gene, what the Rooney Rule at the very least has already demonstrated, though, you know, is that there's maybe an alternative way to either, you know, ignoring this entirely, which is what the college game seems sort of to have done, or putting in some sort of strict affirmative action kind of program. And the Rooney Rule basically says, give this a chance. And clearly what the NFL has demonstrated, that when these minority candidates are interviewed, clearly they're making an impression. People with talent who are given a shot are going to rise to the top. The NFL has really demonstrated that here.
Exactly. And it doesn't, again, it doesn't always work. Tony Dungy, who has as good a reputation in this business as anybody, made the point that when he, I asked him, do you think the Rooney Rule, when you first heard about it, were you skeptical? And he said, I didn't think that it would affect significant change, but I thought that it would slow the process down. And I really think that's probably the best point that's been made during all this, that the Rooney Rule doesn't guarantee that a minority will get the job, but what it does is it makes an NFL owner and an NFL general manager slow down, take a breath. And by having to interview a minority candidate, which isn't a negative, it's a positive, by having to interview a minority candidate, it gives you another view. And maybe you don't hire that minority candidate, but the next time there's an opening and let's say another general manager calls and say, hey, who was on your list that you really liked when you before you hired so-and-so? And they say, Tony Dungy was on that list, and he was incredibly impressive.
Well, again, it's the same old thing. It creates relationships. The relationships translate into jobs. And, you know, at the very least, people are in play who never would have been considered. And, you know, it's part of the legacy that's on the field on this Super Bowl weekend. Gene Wojciechowski, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Gene Wojciechowski is a reporter for ESPN.com talking about the Rooney Rule, which is maybe one of the reasons why Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin is a favorite in Super Bowl 43. Femi Okeh has the headlines.
29 minutes past the hour.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.